On this episode, two words to change your confidence and your life.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. It's a beautiful day in the mountains. It's April in Utah, which means we get everything from snow to warm, sunny days. Relatively nice today. It's all nice though, because it's all Mother Nature, which is all beautiful and awesome. You know what else is awesome and very beautiful, in fact, is when we find potent, efficient ways to create change in our life. That is truly beautiful, because we all have things that we would like to change. We have things that we would like to expand in ourselves. We have change and things that we would like to build in our outer world, things that we would like to attract into our life. And when we can find things that really move the needle, that is a very beautiful thing. That is exactly what we're going to talk about. This is not going to be a long episode, because it is not hard to understand. And yet, if you implement this in your life and you do so with consistency and you take this on board as a truth, as something that you work on and are paying attention to as a lifestyle, the potential for it to impact your life is beyond anything either one of us can imagine. Beyond anything either one of us can imagine. I guarantee that. Here's why I know that, because it is one of the things that the more that I dive into it, the more I benefit from it, the more I harness it myself, the more expansive it gets. So even though I've used what we're about to talk about very specifically in my own life, the more I use it, the more the potential just grows. So I know the real potential is beyond what we can imagine. But what we can do is we can understand it and we can take action on it. Let's talk about this. First of all, we need to talk about a general principle. This on its own, so potent and powerful. And then we're going to talk about something very specifically as it relates to confidence. But first of all, on a more general level, there is a principle that is at work in every aspect of life, really, of earth, of being a human being. If you really dive into this, it is at work everywhere. It is definitely at work in our lives. And that is what's called the Pareto principle, which is the 80-20 rule. Here's what that means. It means that for any outcome, for any set of outcomes, the consequences, 80% of the consequences are driven by 20% of the causes. Let's reword that a different way. What this means is that if you look at anything from our life as a human being, our life as a man, to cows producing milk in Wisconsin, to salespeople, to various aspects of nature and all kinds of life as a human being, this applies, and it actually applies exponentially. We can break it down even more. But what it means is that 20% of the effort, of the cause, however you want to refer to it, results in 80% the outcome, 80% of the consequences, which means that in our life, in our personal lives, there is 20% of our life that results in 80% of the outcome. It results in 80% of how we feel. It results in 80% of the actions that we take. It results in 80% of the things that we experience, build, create, or not in our life. There's 20%. That's the 20% that matters the most. If you pay attention to this on an ongoing basis, we're going to talk about two other words, but really this is another two words that can change your life absolutely all on their own, and that is 80-20. 80-20. If you continually live a lifestyle of awareness, of paying attention to what 20% of your life has the 80% of the impact. And there's an aspect of this in health, in our physical body. There's an aspect of it in our mental health. There's an aspect of it in our relationship. We can look at it in every part of our life. And in every part of your life, what you will find is that there is a key 20% that results in 80% of the outcome. If you are continually living a lifestyle of looking at that and trying to tweak it and making adjustments and coming to greater and greater understanding of what that 20% is, you will continue to grow and expand in such powerful ways, because it's leverage, it's focusing on what matters. There are many people who spend so much effort and time, years, decades sometimes, kind of spinning their wheels because they're on the wrong side of 80-20. So if you spend all your time working on, because that's the other thing to understand. So the other side of this equation is that 20% of the effort results in 80% of the outcome. What that also means is that 80% of the effort, 80% of the energy that we put in, 80% of the actions that we take only results in 20% of the outcome. So if we don't look at the key 20% and we get lost in that 80% of effort that only results in a small amount of the outcome, we're screwed. We basically go nowhere. Conversely, if we focus primarily on an ongoing basis on the 20% of us, the 20% of our actions, the 20% of our mental health habits, the 20% of the thoughts running through our head that have the 80% outcome, that's where we get leverage. That's where we grow. That's where we dramatically change. 80-20. Remember that. Work on it. Again, it's only been, what, a couple minutes, few minutes talking about that? However, you can spend a lifetime 80-20-ing. And I recommend that you do, because life will continue to get better and better. Let's talk about one of the things that is the 20% and one of the things that is the 20% as it relates to confidence specifically. Meaning, one of the key things that results in the majority of the outcome when it comes to our confidence. I have spoken with men of all ages, of all skin colors, from all over the world, from all kinds of economic backgrounds, from all kinds of personal and family backgrounds. And one of the things that I can tell you is that every man, to some degree, faces questions of confidence. So it is a very important thing, because it's not only does our confidence affect how we feel, it very much affects the actions that we take or we don't take. So working on our confidence is a very practical and pragmatic thing, because it affects our results. So let's talk about one of the things that we can use to 80-20 our confidence, meaning one of the things that is that small number of things that has the biggest outcome. So again, I've talked to all kinds of guys from all kinds of backgrounds, right? And if we think about confidence, there are so many variables in this. Your skin color, your height, your weight, your age, your number of wrinkles, your strength, your posture, your wealth and income, where you live, everything. There's all these things that play into your confidence. And that's like a small number of the things that actually can really play into it, okay? There's a ton of variables. That's the 80% that really only results in 20%, because here's what I've found in talking with so many guys is that no matter what the mix of the other variables are, there are a certain number of things that are, they really make the difference. So you can actually have a lot of these other sort of variables, quote, in place and not really have very much confidence at all, because the 20%, the smaller number of things with the bigger impact, are kind of screwing you, right? Those are the things that are dragging you down. Conversely, even if you don't have a lot of these sort of other variables, external variables, all these things, even if you don't have a lot of those in place, if you nail as many as possible of the 20% things, you can actually carry quite a bit of confidence in life, regardless of any of these external circumstances, labels, any of this stuff. Here's the two words that are so key, and they're not only key in your confidence, they are key in everything, literally everything of who you are and every aspect of your life. And that is not an exaggeration. Literally every aspect of who you are and your life is affected by these two words. And if you focus on these two words and you continually, again, live a lifestyle of gradually paying attention to them, of gradually tweaking them and dialing them in, you will be tweaking and dialing in yourself, because they have a ginormous impact. And those two words are I am. I am. You have hundreds of I am statements running through your mind. You have dozens of very important I am statements running through your mind. And you probably have a few I am statements that are the whales of your I am statements. The more we understand what our I am statements are, and we'll talk about some details and examples in just a second, the more we understand and work on our I am statements, the more you will absolutely transform your confidence, for sure, And in the end, the more you will really transform your life. So I am statements. What is that? A statement like, I'm not that strong. People say that kind of stuff all the time. Here's the thing, as you work on this is a very important point very quickly, and that is most people do not understand the importance of their I am statements. They don't know what their I am statements are. They speak them mindlessly. I have absolutely done this, and again, this is one of those ever-expanding journeys of improvement. But if you start to pay attention to this, you will see that most of the people around you, they don't understand this, and they're also not understanding when they repeat I am statements that don't serve them. So this means it's one of those things that you really need to have sort of a strength and a consistency of awareness, because it's going to be very difficult to find someone to uncover this stuff for you. You know, this is one of the things that can be really beneficial in one-on-one coaching, is somebody to hear and pay attention to some of this kind of stuff that comes out that bypasses this filter. A lot of times we don't even notice some of this stuff that we're saying. So again, the two words to really pay attention to are I am. Pay attention to what follows automatically, because that's telling you largely what is there. If you say, oh, I'm lazy, man, you know, like you look, people, it might seem in this moment, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't just say I'm lazy. People say this kind of stuff in conversations so often, the vast majority of us do, and we don't really understand the impact. So oftentimes in very minor seeming subtle kind of ways, this stuff will roll off of our tongue, or it'll just roll through our head, right? These thoughts, something like I'm lazy, I never really finish things, I'm just not really that healthy, my knees are bad. Like there's all these statements, all these I am statements, hundreds and hundreds of them, and they don't serve you. Some of them do. Some of the I am statements can serve as your absolute foundation. If you can dial into the I am statements that are the big ones that are dragging you down, and you can reprogram those to be more powerful and more supportive, you will fundamentally change your own picture of who you are. And that is really your confidence. If we really look at what does it actually mean to be confident, I think what it really means is what is the gap between who we believe we are and who we believe that we sort of should be in this moment. If we can merge those two, and we can be comfortable with just this is what and who I am, that's confidence. That's the 80-20 of confidence. All that other stuff, it doesn't matter nearly as much if you can narrow that gap and you can come to a place where you can say I am, and what follows is both accurate and supportive and empowering. So one of the key things here is not only being aware of it, but it's reprogramming it. Of course, in the end, that might be the key thing. It is reprogramming these beliefs. So the way to do that is when you notice one that comes up, reframe it into something that is supportive and empowering, but also accurate. Here's an example. Let's say that you, again, let's say your knees are, quote, bad. I see so many people when something physically happens in their body, and I hear them the way they start to talk about it, and they affirm their injury. They identify with it. They identify with it. I am. I have. My body is. So let's say you have knees that have been in pain. We could reframe that from saying, well, my knees are bad, to saying my knees are healing and I'm actively and with curiosity seeking solutions, because I know that there are solutions out there that will help me feel better. How much more empowering is that? It is absolutely and fundamentally different. It completely reframes the energy that you have, and it reframes your intention in this situation. That's what we want to do with reframing and rewording these I am statements, is we recognize that we have an I am statement that doesn't serve us. And again, the way to do that is you start to notice, and then you start to think about, okay, if you repeat that and you say, you know, as a super basic example, I'm lazy. If you think about it, is that what I want to be? Is that the future me? Is that the expanded me? Is that the me that's going to create the life that I desire? No, it's not. Okay. I recognize that's a... You haven't been working out. You know you should. Don't should all over yourself, by the way. You're just living. But you know that if you lived in a way where you got more physical movement, that you would feel better. And if you worked out, you got after it, that you would feel better. But you've kind of had this I am statement. Ah, I'm lazy. I just don't really... I know I should be working out. I just don't. Okay? Let's reframe that. We can reframe it in a way that is accurate to today and also supportive of you expanding in the future. Instead of saying, I'm lazy, we could say, I haven't been getting after it recently, but that's changing now because I'm focused on it and I'm committed to it. Simple, reframed. It's accurate. See, here's the thing with the accuracy is it doesn't benefit you. And this is a really important point. It does not benefit you to try to repeat some I am statement that has no foundation in truth. That doesn't benefit you. We can reframe it to something that supports the same end goal, but is based in a foundation of current truth. That's when this stuff actually has power. If you try to use this in a way where you're repeating something or trying to sort of identify with some I am statement that literally has no foundation in truth currently, it's not going to really work. But it's usually just a matter of wording. So again, let's use the physical body example. Let's go back to the knees example. If I was to recommend to you that even though you have pain in your knees today, that tomorrow morning that you just start saying, my knees are so healthy, they're great. I have no problems in my knees. It's not accurate. You know that that's not accurate. There's a deep part of you that knows that that's not accurate. It's not truthful. So you're not going to resonate with it. Your energy is not going to resonate with it. You're not going to take action based on that. You're going to feel like a fraud. You're going to feel like a fraud in saying those words because they're not accurate. But again, if we reframe it to say, man, I really have faith that my knees can get better, and I'm constantly looking for and curious about solutions. Okay, you've acknowledged that, yes, I have some pain, because you've acknowledged, yes, I would like to get better. But you've also opened up the potential. If you just say, oh, my knees are bad, it's like boxed in. You're boxed into that belief. That's what you will continue to experience. That's what you would draw into your life. That is what you will take action based on. And that's what you will feel. So let's wrap it up with confidence, because that is what we talked about at the beginning. If your I am statements are statements that do not convey confidence, you will not feel confident no matter what else is in place. No matter what else is in place. You can have any amount of money. You can be any level of fit. You can have any physical thing, material thing, whatever. And if your I am statements are I am statements that do not support your confidence, you will not feel confident, period. So the I am statements to really pay attention to as it relates to your confidence are all of the things that layer into that. Things like, oh, I'm not very attractive. Oh, women aren't really very attracted to me. Oh, I'm not really very confident. If you have an I am statement that runs through your mind that says, I'm not very confident, do you think you will feel confident? No. How can we reframe that? Let's reframe it to something that is accurate today. We can say, I'm gaining new perspectives about how to be confident, and I feel like every day I'm getting more confident. I hope that's accurate in this moment. If it is, that's truthful, and it's completely reframed. It's completely reframed. All right, so let's wrap this up. Again, two sets of two words, 80-20, focus on as a lifestyle, the 20% of things that result in 80% of the outcome. It applies to everything. It applies to your relationships, your business, your health, your mental health, everything. It applies everywhere. Pay attention. Understand what are the 20%. This is one of the reasons why tracking key daily habits is so beneficial and why I get every private client doing it and why I've recommended it at various times in the past on this podcast. And that is because once we identify the 20% that makes a difference, we damn well better be sure to actually do the best we can on those 20% and do things like track them and do them consistently, as consistently as possible, given our humanness. So 80-20 your life, 80-20 your life, live it as a lifestyle. And second of all, live a lifestyle of constantly uncovering and unwinding and peeling away layers of your I am statements, because that's the last thing to really say on your I am statements. Is there is not sort of this single layer of, okay, there's this statement, this, okay, if you just peel it away, you're done. It is limitless layers, like peeling an endless onion. You will find layers and layers and layers of your I am statements. So again, it's a lifestyle. Live a lifestyle of 80-20-ing your life. Live a lifestyle of paying attention to and tweaking and working on and improving your I am statements, and you will be 80-20-ing your life and your confidence. We do not need to do a gazillion things to get better. We do not need to do a gazillion things to improve our life, including to make dramatic changes to our life, to things like our confidence or anything else. We can make dramatic changes if and when we focus on the right things consistently. 80-20 your life, pay attention to your I am statements. Those are two of the right things to focus on. They're not the entire picture, but they're pretty big ones. Go do it. I support you. Thank you for watching, for listening. Shoot me a text if you have feedback, 801-742-1439. Go get some. We'll talk to you soon.